Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is truly mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. See, by the Holy Spirit, He can operate in the lives of those who yield to Jesus Christ. And He can cause them to do the very same works and even greater works than Jesus Christ did when He was on the earth. See, He's not just here moving through a few people. He's moving through many people at one time. And he gives people revelation that they need to carry out whatever assignment He gives. That's why I say He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has people who yield to Him, who love Him, who learn from Him, who carry out His will, who win souls all throughout their lives, not just for a season, but all throughout their lives. They operate according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and their lives work. The Lord has given us His ways, which work in all cases. When you follow the Sermon on the Mount, when you follow the teachings that Jesus taught, He's the Son of God, and He's also the Word of God, which became flesh. And when He became flesh, He taught people the true and living ways of God. The same ways and the same knowledge that God made everything with, that's what we're operating in when we do what the Lord said do. He gave an example, the sermon of a builder that built his house on a rock and one that built his house on sand. If Adam would have eaten off the tree of life, that's building your house on the rock, trusting and doing, having faith and doing the works of God, the Word of God, taking God at His Word and living that way. Not when it's just convenient, but as a lifestyle. And your life will work all the time. If you use the Word of God when you get in trouble only, your life will be built part-time. Every time you get on a jam, you go and do the Word of God, then your life is easy, and then you go back to what you did. That's what Pharaoh did in the days of Moses. Every time everything got bad, he wanted Moses to stop it. Every time, it was 10 plagues that came against him. And when he was in trouble, he asked Moses to ask the Lord to stop it. Then when everything got good again, then he forgot. He went back to his old ways. And Christians do it too. But the people who live by the words of Jesus, their lives get stronger and stronger. And that's everybody's responsibility. And those of you that do that, you will find that doing what Jesus said do, it works in all cases. It solves every problem that the world can throw at you. And you will come out fortified, strong. Your life will be stronger and stronger when others' lives collapse. You'll be healthier from the inside out. The Word of God works just like a seed from the inside out. And the outer parts of your life will be strong, and people won't understand why. But they'll look at your life and the way you carry yourself and the love that you live, and it inspires them. And all the arrogant people and those that have pride and worldly, they're going to be envious of you. And they might even come and ask you to help them. Because the words of God is stable. It's a stability that Satan can't conquer. And if Satan can't conquer it, the world can't conquer it. And in fact, God gave us authority over Satan. So when we do the words of God, our lives is just like a man building his house on a rock. When the hard winds come, it still stands. But people who don't dig deep in the foundation, build their lives on sand, the wind will blow that sand from under their house. It'll collapse. It will collapse, just like his life. If you trust to steal, rob, cheat, kill, murder, your life, you're not going to live as long as you would have. And if you do, you'll be miserable unless you repent. And the Lord's love is so deep, it's a blessing we can repent. He didn't say we deserve salvation. He welcomed us to come if we want to. And if we do come, we got to do it his way. Now, we were examining, we're still dealing with the end times. And we're doing this segment. This segment of end times shows you what you're fighting, the warfare side. And it's important to know that the wisdom of God is here. The Word of God is with you. If you do the Word of God, if you take time and study it, the Holy Spirit will interpret it for you, help you understand what you need to understand. He will help you do His will. And if He calls you to the ministry, He will anoint you. Once He tells you to do something, He anoints you to do it. And if you continue to grow, the anointing works. And your life gets stronger and stronger. And that's what happened to Joseph. Joseph didn't do the will of God when he got in trouble only. He did it as a lifestyle, and everything that he laid his hands to prospered. And that's what I'm after in your life, in my life. I want to see the wisdom of God unfold in your life. And your life will become greater and greater and greater. And many parents, you know, they had it hard and they want their children to have it easy. If you love your children at all, if you love them, teach them to live by the love of God. But watch this. Teach them to serve people. Teach them to serve people. Teach them to work and do whatever work they need to do to get the job done. Sometimes parents teach their children to back off when it comes to work. They don't want their children to go out there and sweat. And they teach their children that you're too good for that. Let other people do that's not as smart as you. And I promise you, I've watched. Everybody I know, they say I'm going to work smarter and not harder. Their lives moves to the back of society. They don't bring their visions to pass. They always struggle. And even when they wear nice clothes, they really don't achieve what they could achieve because they're not willing to go out there and do what's necessary. They try to live off other people. They have false training. I once asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how can a man, because when the Lord called me to the ministry, I didn't want to do it because I didn't want to do the ministry because I didn't know how to live yet. I didn't know how to make my life go. I didn't know everything. All I knew was that Jesus saved me and I knew that his word worked. But I didn't know how to minister it. So when he called me to the ministry, I didn't feel like I was ready. But when he gave me messages, I always learned insight that I couldn't learn on my own. Then I got interested when I saw he'd give me what to say. So when he gave me a message and I knew what to say, I'd learn from that message and then I'd apply it in my life. Because I wanted my life to be strong. And what I learned is, if you take him at his word, and if you work as unto God, you will prosper. And you can use his word, different parts of his word to solve different types of problems. And it works. I found out it works. It works good. So, a few years back, I said, Lord, I wanted him to just give me a condensed version of how to do this thing. I said, how can a man take a cab to another county somewhere where he knows nobody. And in 10 years, have a thriving business. And he answered me. He said three words. He said, be a servant. But when he said that, I understood what he was talking about, because what I saw was, and he used like a man working, you know, he starts working for a contractor. Now, I'm a mechanic. All right, when I get out of that cab, I don't have any skills. I don't know anybody. And I go and I start working with a contractor. But I serve that contractor. I work as under God, under that contractor. Now, he gets the jobs and I work as under God. And I learn from him. I serve him. I do whatever's necessary. If I see a better way to do something, I suggest it. I learn that trade. I learn that skill from him by doing whatever he say do, asking questions, being a learner, being a helper, being a worker, doing the hard stuff. And I treat all of his customers nice. And whenever he leave me on the scene of a job, I do my best as under God. And then people will have, I have rapport with people. People, I have a good rapport with people. And I work as under God. And I treat people right. And I don't cheat people. And I keep my word. Now over time, now this is a 10-year frame. Over time, I can branch out on my own. And even in that, I'll do something that will enhance his career. I'll do the parts that he doesn't want to do. I'll start my business on that foundation. And I still work together with him. I serve him. I don't stop serving people. And in 10 years, I can have a thriving business if I have that kind of Jesus attitude. If you can have a Jesus attitude, you can do things like that. Now, the world will say, you're stupid for doing the hard work, and you're not making as much money. He's making three times as much as you are. All right, now, that's a distracted person. If I agreed to work for something, then it's not wrong. And over as I learn the trade, yeah, then eventually I can make more. I'll be more valuable to him. And I'll learn the business and I'll pick it up from there. But you don't have to cheat people, and you don't have to rob people. And you don't have to be rude to people. Even if they're rude to you, do right by them. That's how you win souls. Now, when he said, be a servant, I said, wow. And I saw all that in one moment. Because when the Lord says something, in your imagination, you can see these things. And you understand it firmly. So, I tell people all the time, do what you love doing, first of all. You got to work. Ain't no, you're not getting out of that. So, because you got to work, do something you love doing. If you got a choice, what you do. And some people, you know, you may have a dream of being a great musician and doing, all right. God, the Holy Spirit can help you. We ended one broadcast talking about that. How some, there are many people who have a vision, they have a dream that they really, it's burning in their heart. But you have to get to the point where you can do that. You still got to. If you have a family, you got to take care of your family. Why not choose a career or job opportunity that pays well? Something you like. You know you love music. You're going to get there. And if you can't just go, if you can't do it by music only, do something you love to serve man. Buy you a nice house, build you a studio in there. And start working on your music. Or whatever God put in your heart. He may link you to the right people right now and have you doing it right now. But if you run into obstacles and challenges, go to the Lord and ask him for guidance. And be willing to do whatever it takes. You don't have to live broke to get where you want to. You can thrive in this life. And Your children need to see you with a strong work ethic. They need to see you being a servant, and they've got to learn to be a servant. Well, I don't want my children to be servants. They better than that. Okay, keep on. Watch what happens. In 10 years, where will they be doing that? If you don't believe me, watch other. Just watch everybody. The people that serve, people that do what they're supposed to do, they end up being the ones in charge in society. People that go out there, get their hands dirty, do what they got to do. They may start on the bottom, but they end up on the top. And even when people give somebody a job, and I know of jobs where people give you jobs, even though you're not qualified, they cause more strife because they don't know the job. They may be the boss and they don't know what they're doing. They're really not qualified. And it causes a lot of other problems. And if they lose people that know what they're doing, the whole thing will collapse. But if you take time and learn things on a foundational level, remember, God does things opposite to how Satan does things. Satan is an opportunist. If everybody just got sorry and lazy, he wouldn't have nothing because he don't want to get his hands dirty. The reason the Lord has heaven with streets of gold is because he sowed and he reaped. He lives by the principles that we should live by, that he taught us to live by. There is no greater servant than God. Satan is a usurper. And everybody that's like him, when people that know what they're doing is gone, they can't recreate it. The whole thing, whatever they're over, it will collapse. Because they built their life on sand. If somebody gave me AT&T and told me I'm in charge of the whole thing, I'm not trained to run AT&T. I would have to find people that know how to run it and get them to help me and pay them well. And I'd have to learn that, you know, if they gave it to me today, I'd be in trouble. I say, well, since I own it, all right, I want to do right by people. I got to learn this, and I need people that know this stuff to help me. Well, in my own business, I know what I do for a living, so as I build my life, my business gets stronger and stronger. That's how it works. When Satan was Lucifer, he wanted to just take over everything. He didn't care that he wasn't qualified, but that was evil, so he became Satan. The reason God does things the right way, and people try to take shortcuts. There are no shortcuts in God. The only shortcut is paying attention to him and adapting to his word. That's the shortest cut you can take. But you're going to hit every step. And if you're in cooperation, it's easier. Remember, it was an 11-day journey or 15-day journey from Egypt to Canaan land, the promised land. But it took them 40 years because they were contrary. It would have taken them 15 days to walk there. 15 days. A little over 2 weeks. 15 days. Well, I know they had women and children. Let's say 20 days. Within a month, they could have been there, settled, and took the land from them. If they were in cooperation. Without cooperation and rebellion, God had to wait till they died out because they had no vision. And then he had to let the younger generation do it. And God shouldn't have to do that in your life. You're going to have to come to a point that you have faith in God and the vision of God. As you serve people, doing it God's way, as under God, not just being a yes man, but you really trying to be a blessing to people in the name of Jesus. you're going to learn some things, and your children will too if they'll do these things. You're going to learn things that you can't learn other way, any other way. And you're going to become industrious. And people who watch people like this, they gain vision. Vision is developed faith. But they can see themselves in that same good situation before it's a reality. When you have faith for something, you believe you can do it before it's a reality. It is a reality, but before it's finished. When you have vision, you can see yourself in that situation before you get there. And you know where you're going. Without vision, you perish. And no man can live beyond his vision. That's why God made us to be the light of the world. So that people in darkness could be attracted to the light and live. I paint cars sometimes. Sometimes the darkness catch me. Well, the bugs are attracted to the light. And then they'll get in my paint job. Because I paint cars sometimes. And one night I had to paint my sister's car. And I had to finish because I had other work to do. And I didn't want to paint it, but I had to do it. So after I put my first coat on, God gave me this idea. I took my light and I hung it near the fan so that the bugs would go toward the fan and get sucked out of the garage. And it works. People are attracted to light. When they see something better and interesting, they run to it. Jesus, the teachings of Jesus is greater and better than the lies of the world. Every time, every way, and no matter what you believe, there's nothing in the world greater than a life that's looking to God through Jesus Christ. That life is greater and more powerful than every other form of living, even other religions that boast. They say they can go to God without Jesus. They're still in the world. And they have no promises of God. But when you're serving the living and true God, you have foundation. Now Joseph in chapter 43. Let's look at Joseph chapter 42. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, "Why do ye look one upon another?" He said, "Behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down there and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die." And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren, for he said, "Lest peradventure mischief befall him." And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land. The sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land. And he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange to them, and spake roughly to them, and said unto them, "Whence come ye?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." And Joseph knew his brethren, but they didn't know him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said to them, "Ye are spies. You see the nakedness, to see the nakedness of the land are ye come." And they said to him, "Nay, my lord, but to buy food are thy servants come. We are all one man's sons. We are true men. Thy servants are no spies. And he said to them, Nay, but to see the nakedness of the land are ye come. And they said, Thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. And Joseph said to them, That is it that I spake unto you, saying, Ye spies, hereby ye shall be proved by the life of Pharaoh. Ye shall not go forth hence, except your youngest brother come here. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether they be any truth in, whether there be any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely ye are spies. And he put them all together to war 3 days. And Joseph said to them the third day, This do and live, for I fear God. If ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye, carry corn for the famine of your houses. But bring your youngest brother to me, so shall your words be verified, and ye shall not die. And they did so. Now, when Joseph had the two dreams, they vowed they never bow down to their brother Joseph. But when they came to Egypt, they did, and they didn't even know it. If you will serve God and serve man as unto God, being a blessing, unfeigned love, not so that things will be well with you, but because it's just the right thing to do. We're here to represent God, and these are the living, true ways of God. If you can serve man on purpose, every job I had, most of them didn't do right by me. But I made sure that I did right by them with all my knowledge. I did my best. Was I perfect? No. But I worked as unto God, like I said I would. That's how I do. Even when I knew that they weren't doing me right. They promised me positions. I never got them. I gave my testimony earlier. The Lord blessed me with my own business. And even now, on my job now, I work as unto God. And in my business, I do the same thing. It works. God can promote you. Okay. Now, this is how Joseph did things. He worked as unto God, even in the prison. He lived to serve God. And then, when his brethren came, I believe he used the wisdom of God to deal with them. See, in life, you can't just, you do what's right, but you also do what's wise. He wanted his brothers to love each other. And he wanted to see for himself if they had changed or not. Did they really love God like they say? It's all right to make sure people repent. If you have ambitions to trust them, I like to trust people. I want to. But I believe in making them earn it. I believe in, if I trust you, it's because of you've earned my trust. Now, at the same time, I don't like to mistrust people. If I have to mistrust you, you're going to earn that too. I'm not going to just mistrust you because I heard something about you or, I love everybody. If I feel threatened or danger from you, I watch to see if I need to trust you or not. And that's all. That's how it's supposed to be. The Lord taught me to watch because I have an enemy out there that's trying to tear my life down. I'm not going to let somebody tear my life down. But I'm going to love them, pray for them. I want the best for them. I'm going to represent God to them. That's just the way it is.